If you have your Bibles today, you will want to open them, of course, to the book of the Revelation, chapter 13, which will be our point of departure. You will remember that last time we were together, we mentioned to you what was recorded in the second verse of the 13th chapter, where John described the beast which he saw in his vision as a beast like unto a leopard. His feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth were as the mouth of a lion. Now, we suggested to you that this was no ordinary beast, so it must represent something. We said, what did it represent? We find no information in the book of the Revelation itself to help us, so we said we were going to have to go outside the book of the Revelation to find our help. And there came to our mind the book of Daniel, which had been helpful to us before in our study of the book of the Revelation, and we suggested that we look in the book of Daniel and see if there was something that would help us to understand what this nondescript beast actually represented. We suggested that in preparation for our lesson today, you read Daniel chapter 2 and Daniel chapter 7. We will not have time, of course, to recognize all of the scripture by interpretation that is included in these two references we gave, but we do want to learn what they have to say in relation to the subject at hand, namely, this nondescript beast, which was like a leopard, had the feet of a bear, and his mouth the mouth of a lion. Turn with me in your Bibles, please, to the second chapter of the book of Daniel. And as you turn there, may I remind you that here we have the story of how the king of Babylon had a dream. He could not remember what the dream was, nor could he understand what the dream meant. The wise men of Babylon were called to help him, but they were unable to do anything about it. Then Daniel, the prophet of God, was called in on the matter, and Daniel was able to tell the dream and the meaning of it. And so we read in Daniel chapter 2, verse 31, Thou, O king, sawest, and behold, a great image. This great image, whose brightness was excellent, stood before thee, and the form thereof was terrible. This image head was of fine gold, his breast and his arms of silver, his belly and his thighs of brass, his legs of iron, his feet part of iron and part of clay. Thou sawest till that a stone was cut out without hands, which smote the image upon his feet that were of iron and clay, and brake them to pieces. Then was the iron, the clay, the brass, the silver, and the gold broken to pieces together, and became like the chaff of the summer threshing floor. And the wind carried them away, that no place was found for them. And the stone that smote the image became a great mountain and filled the whole earth. Daniel said, King, this was your dream. Now the king immediately recognized that that was what he had dreamed. He had dreamed of a majestic image with a head of gold, breast and arms of silver, belly and thighs of brass, legs of iron, feet part of iron and part of clay. Now, as he was looking at this image, he saw a stone cut out of the mountain without human effort come crashing down against the feet of the image, completely destroying the entire image. And as he watched it, the stone grew to such an extent that it filled the whole earth. Now, naturally, the king would want to know what this dream meant. Daniel was prepared to tell him. The interpretation is exceedingly important in our understanding of Revelation chapter 13. So I want you to notice closely what is said in the Word of God. In verse 37, Daniel said, Thou, O king, art a king of kings, for the God of heaven hath given thee kingdom, power, strength, and glory. And wheresoever the children of men dwell, the beasts of the field, the fowls of the heaven, hath he given unto thine hand, and hath made thee ruler over them all. King, said Daniel, thou art a world ruler. Notice what he said. Thou art this head of gold. And he continued, after thee shall arise another kingdom. He went on to describe each part of this image as representing a world kingdom, until four kingdoms were represented. The first was the Babylonian kingdom, the second the Medo-Persian Empire, the third the Grecian kingdom, and the fourth the Roman Empire. The Roman Empire that was in existence when John wrote the book of Revelation. A king was going to arise out of the empire who would rule the entire world at the end of the age. Will you turn with me now to the seventh chapter of the book of Daniel, which I ask you to read before our broadcast today. Here in Daniel chapter 7 is a record of a dream or a vision. This time, it was not a dream or a vision seen by a heathen king, but it was a dream or a vision seen by a man of God, Daniel by name. Notice with me, Daniel chapter 7, verse 2. Daniel spake and said, I saw in my vision by night, and behold, the four winds of the heavens strove upon the great sea. And four great beasts came up from the sea, diverse one from another. The first was like a lion, and had eagle's wings. I beheld till the wings thereof were plucked, and it was lifted up from the earth, and made to stand upon the feet as a man, and a man's heart was given to it. And behold, another beast, second, like to a bear. And it raised up itself on one side, and it had three ribs in the mouth of it, between the teeth of it. And they said thus unto it, Arise, devour much flesh. After this, I beheld, and lo, another, like a leopard, which had upon the back of it four wings of a fowl. The beast had also four heads, and dominion was given to it. After this, I saw in the night visions, and behold, a fourth beast, dreadful and terrible, strong exceedingly, and it had great iron teeth. It devoured and brake in pieces, and stamped the residue with the feet of it. And it was diverse from all the beasts that were before it, and it had 10 horns. I considered the horns, and behold, there came up among them another little horn, before whom there were three of the first horns plucked up by the roots. And behold, in this horn were eyes like the eyes of a man, and a mouth speaking great things. I beheld, till the thrones were cast down, and the Ancient of Days did sit, whose garment was white as snow, and the hair of his head like pure wool. His throne was like the fiery flame, and his wheels as a burning fire. A fiery stream issued and came forth from before him. Thousands, thousands ministered unto him, and 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The judgment was set, and the books were open. I beheld then, because of the great words which the horn spake, I beheld even till the beast was slain, and his body was destroyed, and given to the burning flame. Now, we are going to stop our reading right there, because that completes the story. I would suggest to you that Daniel 7 is talking about the very same thing as is Daniel 2. You might say today, well, how do you know that? Well, if you look at Daniel 7, verse 17, you will read, these great beasts, which are four kings which shall arise out of the earth. And he begins to identify them in exactly the same manner as they were identified in Daniel chapter 2. You may say, if we are talking about the same thing, why is it that in Daniel chapter 2, it is a great image, and in Daniel chapter 7, there are four awful-looking beasts. Well, let me suggest to you that it is a matter of perspective. In Daniel chapter 2, you have a man's evaluation of the kingdoms of the world. And those kingdoms are majestic as far as man is concerned. In Daniel chapter 7, you have God's evaluation of the kingdoms of the world, and he looks upon them as they appear to be, wild, ferocious beasts devouring one another for their own interest. Did you notice, when we read Daniel 7, that the three beasts which are mentioned in Revelation 13 are mentioned as representing various kingdoms of the earth? You will notice there was a lion, there was a bear, and there was a leopard. If you will go back to Revelation 13, the verse which really prompted this discussion, you will notice that those were the very beasts which were used to describe the Antichrist. So, we would like to suggest to you that the beast in Revelation 13, which had a body like a leopard, is going to be a king with a kingdom that will be very definitely Grecian in its implication. For that is the suggestion made by the leopard. You will notice the reference to the bear in connection with the feet, a reference to the Medo-Persian Empire, and the reference of the lion in relation to the mouth of the beast, a reference to the Babylonian Empire. So, these three kingdoms are all incorporated into that last great kingdom which will govern the world. You see, these animals are not a figment of John's overworked imagination. They are symbols, the meaning of which is very plainly given in the Word of God. Now I would like for you to run hurriedly with me over these verses and notice the things that I have mentioned to you. The last statement in verse 2 is that the dragon gave the Antichrist his power and his throne and in his great authority. Summing it all up, he gets his power from the devil. In Revelation 13:3, we read, I saw one of his heads, as it was, wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the Antichrist. This is a reference to that which I have already made reference to, that the Antichrist will be slain in the midst of his reign upon the earth, and will be brought back to life, and everybody will marvel at this individual who has been resurrected. And we'll have to stop right there. Probably not a good place to stop, but it's all the time we have today. So we would suggest that you plan to be listening to the broadcast tomorrow, and let us notice the details about this great individual who is to rule the world according to God's plan.